The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not. He's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
Just that time that Brady gives you all the news that only Brady knows, we call this the Brady Report. And it's brought to you by our friends over at Hooters. Head to Hooters and check out 11 lunch specials starting at $8 each. Wash it down with an ice cold Mick Ultra and then say thanks, Hooters and Mick Ultra, for bringing us this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Tuesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Grab Some Nuts Day.
All right. Let's start now. Brady, come here. What do you have? You have planters. You've got some nuts. Toledo's eating nuts.
These nuts.
That's right. These nuts right here.
Here's a couple of nut fun facts. Just,
was that off Snoop Dogg?
Snoop, yeah.
These nuts.
These nuts.
Is that DJ Easy?
Yes.
Slapping you across your fat ass.
America has more nuts than anyone else.
That's right.
40% of the world's nuts are grown in the U.S.
Take that, Megan Rapinoe. You're in the nut capital of America. In the world.
We lead all other countries in nut production.
That's right.
Especially almonds.
Our nuts produce.
That's because of almond milk, right? That's an American thing.
You ever go up the central coast of California, you get them Paso Robles and stuff. I didn't realize how many almond trees there were. And my ex-father-in-law had a little place up there loaded with almond trees. And I'm like, I didn't even know almonds grew on trees till I got there. Honestly, didn't have a clue where almonds came from.
Yeah, because peanuts are in the ground, right? Why wouldn't almonds?
I didn't know peanuts were in the ground till just now. I honestly don't know where any of that stuff comes from. I didn't know nuts came off of trees. That's baffling to me.
Women eat more nuts than men.
All right.
Around 38% of Americans will eat nuts today.
Kids. It was funny the first two times. Let's not get too excited. But ladies, just know, today's a good day to eat some nuts.
Around 38% of Americans will eat nuts today. That includes all nut butter we consume.
All right. Well, now you're celebrating
you're feeding it.
Pushing women over 60 crave nuts the
many.
Most.
Here we go.
One too many.
Yep. You've gone to the nut well one too often.
There's
we're
a
dry.
World
our nuts
for
are dry.
Crushing nuts.
Okay.
By sitting on them, a guy in Japan crushed 122 nuts in under a minute.
That's pretty good.
The largest nuts in the world weigh over 50 pounds. They're called the Coco de Mer nuts.
Ooh.
And they're only found on the islands in the Indian Ocean.
Isn't that Ice-T's wife? That's right. Coco de Mer nuts. She loves herself
her
some nuts. The biggest nuts in the world.
Grabbing a handful of nuts is good for you. A study out of Harvard found the more nuts you eat, the longer you live. Almonds have the most fiber. Macadamia nuts.
How much longer?
It's going to be a long time.
Of healthy fat.
He's enjoying it.
I got it for you.
Oh, you got the song? I don't know if we can even do anything.
No, I'll just play the...
Yeah.
These nuts.
Why is that so funny to us? I think it's a white guy thing.
And then Ralphie's LLC.
These nuts?
He had a
was it called These nuts?
LLC, yeah.
I remember his other thing.
Yeah, his first special at the end of it. These Nuts Production.
Oh, I didn't know it.
If you didn't get it in on this last year... Don't worry, the pickle-flavored Doritos are coming back.
Thank God.
Whew.
Bags of tangy pickled Doritos are available nationwide.
Why was that a giggle?
Because he can't wait.
It doesn't.
It just overcame it.
Brady giggled like the kid who's next up on the slide at Golfland.
Well, I see his face of disgust as I'm reading.
Yeah. Because I see your face of joy.
Pickled Doritos. Molson Coors is retiring 11 beers. You ready for the rundown? The ones you might recognize are Milwaukee's Best Premium.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know there was a premium one, but...
Keystone Ice.
Oh, no.
Miller High Life Light. Steel Reserve 211.
Not Miller Light. Miller High Life Light.
Yep.
They have a Miller Light's different than Miller High Life Light.
Okay. I didn't know there was a High Life Light. I didn't either. I thought it was just the High Life,
Yeah.
Keystone Light.
Keystone Light's going away? What's college going to do?
No. Keystone Light and Milwaukee's Best Light will still be there.
Oh, okay. There you go.
The Beast is still there.
Yeah.
The other ones that you're cutting, you're ready for this, Jim? Ham's Special Light.
Gone. No.
Mickey's Ice. Henry Weinhard's Private Reserve.
That's an Oregon
Ice
thing.
House Edge. Magnum. Old English HGH 800.
The human growth hormone?
I think
Old English
so.
Now?
I'm like, is that
the OE's going away?
Well, with the HGH in it.
Oh, okay.
Holy cow. I didn't know they had a growth hormone in OE.
Of course does oldie. Who knew?
These nuts.
And Key Lightful. Key Lightful's being.
This is ridiculous, and it's stuck in my head.
Hey, what's your name and get at you yesterday?
These nuts.
Welcome back. I can't not think of the whole thing. DJ E's a dick. Slapping you across your fat ass. I just love that. I was in my early 20s. I must have played that thing 1,000 times. What is it? Welcome back to the something dick hour. I forget what it is. You remember?
It's
Welcome back.
Right at the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's the J-off hour.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Welcome back to the jerk-off hour. I'm DJ Easy Dick. Oh, I people didn't know what I was talking about. My bougie white friends. What are you doing? It's DJ Easy Dick. Slapping you across your...
You're disgusting.
Well, you'll see. I happen to be on board the urban stuff a little early.
In Russia, there are a faction of anti-vaxxers as well. And the Russian state's a little bit heavier on getting people vaccinated.
They just shove it in you.
So people are buying prosthetic arms to try to dodge the...
So they'll go through the line with a phony arm.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And get because they don't want nanobots. Now, Russian so government shooting me up, maybe.
A medical professional in Russia can't tell if he's stabbing plastic or a real human?
Not so sure it's medical
stick
professional.
Stick and move. Stick and move.
Pretty sure it's just people going as next.
As I was saying it, I kind of heard.
Yeah.
In Russia. In Russia.
But if the Russian government is going to shoot me up, I'd have questions about that. But they'd say the same about ours. That's a tough one.
I'm not sure if you've heard this, but there's a lot of talk about how expensive used cars have gone up. Because the demand on new cars.
It's crazy.
Well, they're not selling new ones, right? Because there's no chance.
Can't get them.
Well, they can't get them in, and the prices are ridiculous.
There's been about a 32% increase in used car sales. Here's a rundown, according to the stats here, of the top 10 cars that have gone up the most.
Okay.
Nissan Leaf is up 48%.
Is that the electric one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mercedes-Benz G-Class, 46%. Chevy Camaro, 45%. Lincoln Navigator L, 44%.
And these are the ones going up?
The most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The used ones.
Ram Pickup, 1500, 42%. Standard Lincoln Navigator, also up 42%. Audi A5, GMC Sierra 1500.
That's what you ended up getting, right? That Navigator?
I have the MKX.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Oh,
bougie.
Sorry. It did sound he answered that bougie.
No, Navigator's bigger.
Oh.
It's big. Ford Mustang and then the Chevy Spark.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which I believe is another electric car, maybe.
Probably. It sounds electric.
Can't remember what this one was about. A guy, that's right. This is a 30-year-old Louisiana man named Devin Jones.
It did get a little.
He was on his way back home from a wedding Saturday night with his bride and male friend. They got stuck in a bad traffic jam caused by a car crash. And they're airing out some dirty laundry.
In the car.
In the car. Devin accused the friend of having an affair with his new wife.
Right then and there in the car?
After the wedding.
Jeez. Should have sorted that out before the wedding.
Devin grabbed his gun, jumped out of the car, started chasing his friend through the stopped traffic, firing shots at him.
Good God.
Jesus.
One hit his buddy in the leg. Another injured someone in another car. The bride ran over to see to some first responders and said, help me, you know, in traffic to get over there, get this thing stopped.
Right.
The victims of the crash that caused the traffic jam, she said her husband was trying to, you know, she went to that person, said, my husband's trying to kill me. Forget about your crash.
He's in
help
a wedding dress.
Yeah. And he's in his tux.
Yeah.
All right.
Then she barricaded herself in the ambulance. Devin came after her. He was arrested for attempted murder, second-degree battery. The people he shot were flown to the hospital and are recovering. Devin was wearing, again, his tux. His wife was in her wedding dress.
Wow. That's got a, that's almost a record for fastest ending, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Jay and Josh, that's it. They got to build a freeway now.
You've got to build a traffic jam.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, the first thing you'd learn in tactical black marital counseling would be if you think that your best friend has banged your wife, prior to saying I do, maybe ask him. Prior to getting through the entire ceremony, look back at your buddy and go, hey, I got this strange suspicion that you've had sex with her a lot here recently.
Devin was tipped off when the pastor says,
right,
the best man may kiss the bride.
Right, you all can kiss that bride. And these nuts.
These nuts.
I'm Pastor Easy Dick. Yeah, that's crazy because what's the record for fastest it's been over?
Britney Spears is up there pretty quick.
That's faster than this one.
Yeah.
She lasted a day.
Did she?
I think. They did it at night. And the next day,
I thought someone did it and then, like, yeah, maybe
she
it was
still
a day.
Wasn't in her wedding dress when it was over.
Yeah, that's quick.
That's fast. That's got to be close to a record. Plus, this guy's
called
Guinness.
Guy's in jail. We're not going to recognize that record.
It's a true hillbilly love story right there, man.
Fastest from the altar to the cell.
He's like, this is quicker. I'll be out in 15 years. Rather than him.
I can't spend another minute with this woman.
You are on my last nerve.
A couple in Clearwater, Florida was sitting down for some spaghettis. A little dinner Thursday night, spaghetti dinner. And well, it was technically Friday morning because it's 1 a.m.
That's late dinner.
Yeah. 45-year-old Stephanie Lannis and her 35-year-old boyfriend Adolfo Rivera. Both been drinking. Started arguing and eventually it turned into a food fight. We don't know who instigated it, but they both ended up mashing a plate of spaghetti into each other's faces. Someone called the police. They were covered in spaghettis when the cops showed up. Now both of them are facing charges for domestic battery. Stephanie also got arrested in October for stabbing Adolfo in the arm during another drunken fight. That was over gnocchi.
True love.
Quality relationships all over. By the way,
here's the featured couple.
Tyler Ziob, DZIOB, said, you guys are killing me. D's Nuts was my damn nickname in basic training because nobody could say my last name. Job, Z-Job, D's Nuts. DZIOB. Ziob.
I got a quick Wild America.
All right. I can help you with that. Hang on. I got to move stuff. There, and. Go.
Hello, my friends. I'm Brady Bogan, and this is your Wild America. This also happened in Florida, in St. Lucie. A semi-truck was driving down the highway, nicks a turtle crossing the road, sends the turtle ricochets.
Yeah, like Mario.
The shell,
yeah, like a Mario.
Pops it up in the air, goes through the windshield of a car.
Ooh.
Turned into a mushroom.
Causes a car, you know, to go off the road, accident. Everything, both survived. The driver and the turtle survived. They actually released the turtle shortly after the accident.
Where did the coins go?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know who gets credit.
Coins, right?
The trucker gets the credit, maybe.
Ding, ding.
Bling, 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 bling. That's your Wild America.
Well, that was a quick one.
Flying turtles. Like I said.
Get right on that. My God.
Let's get to some radio videos.
Done.
The first one's out of... this little boy releases a butterfly. I think it's in England,
Brady.
Going off the accent, but it's pretty funny what happens after. You know, you think, oh, this is a totes adorbs. He's got a butterfly jarred up And he's setting it free. His dad's like letting it go.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny what happens.
Plug in your thingy.
It's in.
Is it?
Need a new cable over there.
Cable buddy. All right, here we go. The boy and a butterfly. Brady.
Hey, Matt.
Is there cursing in it? What happened there? Oh, here you go. Blow that thing up. That was a black bear. Here we go. Where's the little boy? All right, and go.
It's a bye-bye butterfly.
There goes the butterfly in its little...
Got it upside down, but he's got it. Hey, Matt. Still trapped. Yeah. He's got to lift the lid.
Lift it. Lift thing up. That's why he can't get out. That's it. He's free. He's free.
He's flying around the backyard, and then a St. Bernard.
Oh, that's it.
That's life.
Marvel, you idiot. You idiot. Marvel's eating him. Marvel just ate it.
Did all that work. It just ate it.
Oh, man.
Marvel is the dog's name?
Yeah,
I think I like that name a lot. Marvel, you idiot.
Now we've got from... Snail Masters, got a girl on a BMX bike. Not really. Well, she thinks she is. She does a little ramp jump.
No, very little jump. I don't think jumping so much as just hitting a big bump is what that is. It's a ramp, all right, but she treats it like a wall. And that face. Ooh, I hope it wasn't good to start with, because it's not good now. She's going to look like the...
That's not going to help her profile.
She's going to look like the girl that got beat up in Unforgiven. She's got that same hair. The one that Clint Eastwood was fighting.
Don't worry, filters can fix it.
Oh, man. Woo. That's solid right there.
This one's from Drunk People Doing Things.
What the hell is this?
The tuba?
Guy's got a tuba right in her face.
For a lady.
She won't even budge. She's that
drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, the end of that tuba is on this woman's head. Why is she so drunk at a high school band?
That's why.
That or it's at the Kitsiera for the
Simply
pool rental.
Swimply's. I got a letter from somebody about Swimply.
We're really?
Reading a little bit. You're going to like this.
They're regulars on Swimply?
Yeah.
Okay. What?
I did. I swear to God. I got it yesterday before I was leaving, and I was dying. It was the last thing I read in my office for. I'm like, I got to go. But I didn't respond back yet. I will.
This final one
The person's name is RJ. So if you know an RJ who uses Swimply, call him up because we're about to talk about it.
This is the best lightning strike I've seen of all the ones that we've had.
Okay.
Boom. You'll see.
Just splits that thing. Okay. Got a little mouthy there, baby.
Not over. Just.
Oh, the trees
are
coming down.
How about that? It goes all the way down.
Wow. The tree takes.
So it started from the top of the tree all the way down.
Split it all the way. That is a big-ass tree. Wow.
Look how bent the roof is after the second half comes down.
Wow.
Completely.
Takes the whole front end of the house over. Holy crap. Well, that's nothing to mess with. Good thing they were filming. Like they knew.
That's from Suarez Tree Services.
Wait a minute. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, it says.
Suarez Tree Services put that video out?
Yep.
Then this was all planned. That's rigged. You got needs for a tree? Maybe a lightning strike?
We just happened to film one.
We create that. Moment. We can create it and ruin houses.
You're in good hands.
Suarez Tree Services. What a
Johnson
lovely Instagram.
County, wherever that is.
I don't know. It's where I'm not going. Lightning's coming too close to the people. Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah, I got a guy who emailed me about Swimply yesterday, because we were talking about that pool rental service and all the quinceañeras and pee and blood in your pool and stuff, and probably live births and
baptisms.
I don't know what else goes on in there, but dirty, gross stuff. And then he emailed me, and I'm pretty sure that I'm staying where I stay on this. I don't think he's swayed me away.
Oh, he was trying to sway. He's like, it's a great.
Yeah, I'll tell you. We'll read his email a little bit. There you go. There's your Brady report. Brought to you by our friends at Hooters and Mick Ultra. And there it goes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What the hell? 98. I'm not cool with this at all.
K-U-P-D.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.